God help us as your children to stay with you, our first love. The Lord that never changes, the Word that's begotten all of us. God's amazing grace is still amazing, and the rock of ages is still a firm foundation. There's still power in the blood and victory in Jesus. I'm not singing other songs. Can't give our Lord praise. I'm just asking the question, how can the Red Book go out today?
Appreciate that good number from Middle Cross singing about the Red Book. And we are here currently in Fayette County in West Virginia, here along with Elmira Baptist Church. We're here at the Elmira Baptist Church Youth Camp with other churches from North Carolina and all over the place. And we thank the Lord for this grand opportunity to bring our young people to West Virginia and let them spend some time in the things of God this week. And I'm so excited to have a guest speaker on the broadcast today, Brother Jeremy Raby from the Elmira Baptist Church. We're so thankful to have him. I want him to come on just for a moment and just tell us a little bit about himself, about his time during his pastorate. And then, Brother Jeremy, tell us a little bit about the youth camp and then how it's doing.
Amen. Well, I'm thankful for that we have the opportunity to be here with Brother Philip, and he's a dear friend of mine. Thank God for what he's done, and be here at youth camp's always a big piece of my heart to be able to be here with these young people and to serve and to help them. And so we just praise the Lord for the opportunity. I moved up here in 2007 from Asheville, North Carolina. The Lord moved us to Duck, West Virginia, and allowed us to have a ministry down here and right in the middle of nowhere. And I feel like, God put us in a place where we could see great things happen, and we certainly have done that. And me and my wife and my five children, we've been up here. Of course, some of my children are getting older now, and they're going on to college, but the Lord continue on blessing us like he always has. And so we're in youth camp this week, sitting right here on the grounds as youth camp is taking place around us. And we appreciate the fact that the Lord sent us a good crowd. Numbers are up this year, and it's always good to see that. But we've been doing youth camp for about the same time I've been here, 16 years. We've had youth camp. And when I first got here, I'll be honest with you, I didn't know a whole lot about youth camp. Never had the opportunity to go. Been to some vacation Bible schools and whatnot, but never anything where you bring kids in and you bring them in overnight and right. You feed them and all that sort of thing. And so we come in and we started this thing, and we started rough. I ain't going to lie to you, because throwing youth camp's not an easy thing to do. We come in here and we learned a few things as we was going on. And so when we started in 2007, we came, and I sort of got some help from some outside and sort of watched it. And then the Lord dealt with my heart and began to burden me and give me some ideas and some identities. And so we've incorporated some of that into our camp. I'll tell you what birthed it into my heart. As a young man growing up and living down there in North Carolina, I didn't feel like, or at least I didn't know about. I'm sure there was going on, but from where I was, I never had that opportunity. And I felt like that it might have saved me a lot of troubles if I'd had an opportunity like this to be able to come just for a few weeks to unplug and unhook and just get in touch with God. And me and my wife, it was burdened upon us to invest in our young people. And nothing against investing in everybody else, and we certainly try to do that, but to give a little extra emphasis on our young people. And so we got involved with their lives and started asking them questions. When we seen them headed toward a cliff, we said, hey, you don't need to go that way, did everything we could. We've taken this time during this week to be able to do that. And we've had the opportunity to minister to kids. I'm talking about lives changed. Men in the ministry, on the mission field, we've been able to see souls saved. As a matter of fact, as I'm sitting here right now, Brother Phillip, we just seen two get saved this morning at the church service, and one prior to that, before we even had service. So that's three today. That God saved just since we've been at youth camp. And our emphasis is always on the spiritual well-being of the kids. And we do have fun. We have a good time. I think that's an important aspect of it. But our goal is always to see these young people come to know Jesus and free pardon of sin. And that's been our goal since we've been here. And so thank God for what he's doing here. And we're just thankful God lets us have a part of it.
Amen, Brother Jeremy. We appreciate what you and the Elmira Baptist Church have been doing along with this week. The food is phenomenal. We've had some great times in the Lord. And last night during devotion, we saw some great things happen. Actually, one of the things that I saw last night, we've been taking several of our young people, some of our young men. They've been coming to youth camp with us now for probably, I'd say, at least 8 to 9 years. They've been coming. And so we've watched them transition from a child. Now they're becoming men. And I watched the boys that I've got to, that's come with us this trip turn around, and they've taken some things that they've learned at youth camp, and they started encouraging and helping others along the way in leadership. And I tell you, churches that are out there that are listening, by the way, the radio today, we have got to start transitioning some of our young people. We can't just let them sit in pews. We've got to transition them to the point where they become a leader, and that they grow in the things of God, and they continue to grow well. We want them to serve the Lord. That's the whole idea, you know, not just to sit on a pew, but also to serve the Lord. Tell us some things that you have seen over the years. Brother Jeremy just talked about how that we saw, souls saved along the way. And I think probably one of the biggest things that happens at youth camp seemingly every year is that we'll see kids come to the altar. We don't want to see false professions. No. We want to see God really drastically convict hearts, and that they get born again with the grace of God, and that they understand what they're doing. Amen. Talk to us a little bit about that, preacher.
Well, I'm going to tell you this much about our youth camp is, and I not a criticism of anybody because it ain't been a whole lot, but ours is not just youth camp as usual. We make special emphasis. We're not just here to get a bunch of numbers and to say that we had a bunch saved. We want them to know that they've truly been born again. Yes. And know that when they leave here, they've got something that's lasting beyond trophies and ribbons and different things like that. We've always put a premium on the things of God, on scripture memorization and things like that. We put a premium on the devotion times we have. And over time, I've learned that. You know, first year or two, we was playing games. And there was nothing wrong with that. We'd have preaching and so on. But as God continued to deal with my heart, we began to deal more with the spiritual aspect. And I'll tell you, brother, kids today are dealing with stuff I ain't seen, sir. That I never dealt with. They're sitting here and they troubled, and they dealing with things and hearing things and seeing things that, I'll be honest, if I'd saw when I was their age, it would have scared me to death. It scares me to death to see it now. Sure. But we've learned over time that sometimes you get this idea with the young people that you bring them in and you feed them, you let them play, but you sort of standoffish with them. You don't really get involved with them. I like to come right here. When we have church service here, we all together. We sitting right together. We're eating together. All these preachers, it don't matter to me how big your name is or how little it is. You're going to be sleeping in a bunk bed with young people.
That's right,
because we're here to minister to young people. It may not be how some people operate, but that's what we do. We've got to reach them and be where they are. And so we've learned a lot of things. And it would take me too long probably to go through everything that we do and the changes we've made over the years. But really, the main thing that I could say that made the most difference is we just overemphasize the spiritual side of things, And we still have the fun. We still have. And one other thing I'll tell you that we've always done, we always try to make it affordable for a kid to come to camp.
Amen.
And the way we do that is come to camp. We let the Lord take care of the rest of it. I mean, there's cost associated with it, but minimal. But I don't want nobody not to have the opportunity to come because dollar signs are in front of it. And so a few things like that Lord's helped us with over time.
Amen. Thank you, preacher. We are about to run out of time on the radio broadcast for the day. But once again, I want you to pray for us while we're here at the Elmira Baptist Church this week. God has blessed us. And I know today is Monday, but we want you to be able to come back and check back in with us tomorrow. We're going to have another preacher on for tomorrow afternoon and talking a little bit about what God's doing with them this year at youth camp. And it'll be another preacher, another pastor that's in our area. And so we thank the Lord. Amen. We appreciate you tuning in once again to the Back of the Bible radio broadcast and hope you come back and tune in with us again. And so check out here in just a moment. You're going to get some correspondence on how that you can connect with our church. And what a blessing it's been, amen, to be here. Thank you, preacher. Thank you, Brother Jeremy.
Amen. Thank you for the opportunity.
Amen. God bless you, folks. Have a great day. Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.